Chazal learn out from our parsha the Achnasas Orchim. Rambam Bizam Sofia Chazoke. Chesed Shehini Gavram Ovinu Eishel Achilo Shtir Aleino Vayita Eishel Bilanimamre Achilo Shtir Aleino Achnasas Orchim. One of the big milestones of Klal Yisrael. See, often the Briskerov would say that we have two stories in the Torah of Achnasas Orchim. One Avram Avinu and one Loit. Avram Avinu, an old man, after a Bris Milah, physically hard to him to run around, and Imamish is running around and he's doing Achnasas Orchim. So another person, Loit, the guests come to his house, it's dangerous, pikuach nefesh, they want to kill his guest, and he stands there and he fights to save them. If someone will ask us, who is the bigger Achnasas Orchim? Loit. They wanted to kill him, he stand in front of the house, kill me, kill my kids, don't touch my guest. Avram Avinu, fashteit, al tayid, macht Achnasas Orchim, you know, and in unsere Teire, Avram Avinu Achnasas Orchim. Loit doesn't get even a look. So Biskirov said, his Nusach said, to Avram Avinu, the guests came like Arabs. Poshtayin, Achachmet Mega Achnasas Orchim. To Loit, they came like the Malochim. So when a gadol comes to your house, everyone is masking to make Achnasas Orchim. That's not a chachma. When a nevach dikayid comes to your house and you have to make Achnasas Orchim, there is the measurement if you're real a machmaser achonat. But I heard once a different teretz, and I think this is the real nekuda. Mesirus nefesh is not a big zach. Lo yitzuya chas v'sholem, v'lo yiyah, goyim come now with guns here. And they say, if you learn Torah, they kill you. I think everyone that is here in this room now will sit and learn. We will hide, we go to shelters, we go to caves, we'll sit and learn. It'll be very exciting. If they find us, they will kill us. You will say, no, I'm going to be a Yevani. There's one guy here who will say, no, I'll take a Mayamika. Not even one guy. But in the morning, when you wake up and you're tired and it's all tell you to stay in bed, you stay in bed. What is the difference? The milchama with the Yetzer Mesirus Nefesh is not such hard. Avram Avinu is doing Achnasas Orchim all of his life. This is his project of his life. He's old. He's sick. It's hot. But gevaldik. He's in bed. I say the Moshel Alamol. Snowing, you see everyone Shabbos marching to shul. Everyone, it's pouring in rain. They put on these plastic things, Yom Mutar Nisht also, and they go with it in Shabbos to the shul. The same people, you know, 2 hours, half an hour, he walks to shul on Shabbos and a half an hour back. But when he has a headache and he's home, he davens epis in his bed. Upon mumbles, the davening takes 3 minutes. Where is this half an hour? He's asking to walk to shul on the other side of town for half an hour. Avraham Avinu made Achnasas Orchim when he was not feeling good. When he had the excuse, it's hot outside, there's no guest. Finish, it's hot. It was a hot day here. Yeah, it was hot. Never finish, it was hot. He's sick. He's fatig. And he wanted to do the mitzvah. That is the measurement. Das ist kiveh ad Achnasas Orchim. Person has to measure himself if he's ready to do Achnasas Nefesh and the small little points. There's the mile of Achnasas Orchim. Reb Shmuel Birnbaum gesagt once, Stam, Gufam Shel Dvorim, he said, what Loit gave up? His life, no. Avraham Avinu gave up to speak with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That's the given of Mesirus Nefesh. Doilach Masorchi was middle of a Nevuah, Rebbeinu Shel Olam. I have Achnas Asorchim. He says, to give up Ruchnias for Achnas Asorchim, this is a Gresser Emaile. To give Gashmias, it's a small thing. They say over a mice, I don't know if it's true or not. Say it on one of the Rosh Hashivas here in Yeshiva. that once he had a dream that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is speaking to him. Say, oh, the Ma'aseh, is it true or not? I'm not saying the name, Chodesh. Because both were speaking to him in the middle of the dream, that Hashem is speaking to him in the dream, guests came to visit him. So, but he carried on speaking to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and he didn't go to the guests. So I don't know who was there in the dream. Told him, Reuven, so why are you not leaving the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? You're going to the guest. So he said, to speak to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam in a dream is also epis. But I saw him in the dream, so gomish. So the Chabad stopped to speak to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. This was a Messiah here in the yeshiva. Not in these years, but in the old years, this was the Messiah on one of the Choshev yeshivas here, that he had that dream. The pasuk goes weiter, and the pasuk says, "Yukach no me'at." Maybe before that, I'll tell you a shaila. It's when I was young. For this shaila, I got a lot of money. It was a big test, very big test. I think it was $27,000. But the shaila was, the Gemara says in Baba Basra, I think in Daf Zion, that Yirmiyahu HaNovi was davening an Anshe Anoson, was the people that put him in the cave for the Chulban. Iyu mukhsholim lefonecho afilu b'shoh shem oiskim b'tzdoke u'b'maisim toivim iyu mukhsholim lefonecho. The Gemara explains, hachshilem b'vnei odom she'eino me'ugonim she'lo yekablu schar. Even when they want to give tzedakah, make them to give tzedakah to the wrong people, so they will not get tzchah. Ubeisrotzom yumuchsholim lefonecha. I think it's tzayin amud beis in Baba Basra. Sheafilu b'shor shoriskim meteir b'tzedakah yumuchsholim lefonecha. That they will give tzedakah to the wrong places. So the shaila is, Avram Avinu achnos asorchim. And the Gemara of Mitzia, by us in Asechis Apoyalim, Bishar Vayoretz Avram, he got this. Bishar Yukach no Me'at Mayim was Be'er Shel Miriam. Ve'labot Zorot Avram, the Slav, Shorish Lechem, Mon. The Malochim were, the guests were Malochim, they never needed it, was never a Tzedakah. That Tzedakah that we learned in the world was garnished. The Gemara says, Yirmiyahu HaNovi is davening that Anshe HaNosen. When they give tzedakah, they will give it to the fake people. The Dainu. Maybe they will not get tzchar. And Avram Avinu, the chesed from Avram, it's garnish. It was a dream. Lo yoyev el nivra. Lo yoyev el nivra. So, the Ma'ase, the Ma'arsho, Frank Niskashen, Chidush HaGodes in Baba Basra. And the Ma'arsho says like this. Avram Avinu had a good kavanah. He wanted to do achnos asorchim. No, what? The ma'aseh, the guests were not a guest. He thought that a guest. Anshe Anosin were bad people. They never meant to do good. So why they gave money? It was a good campaign. The Hainu order for COVID reasons. Order, you know, people made him to cry. It sounds such a terrible story. They decided to give money. But the tzedakah was not done to do Ratzon Hashem. They felt bad for the people. It doesn't. If you do good to your friend, even if you don't have a good kavana, lemaisa your friend has good, you get schar. So maybe this is what Yirmiyahu HaNovi said. Anshe Anosen, the bad people, but maybe Amol they will give tzedakah and a mistake. Hachshilam b'vnei odom meugonim shelo yekablu schar aleihem. Ma she'enken ba'avrom avinu ein echenami. The etzem chesed was nish given a chesed, but the kavana was a good kavana. So the male Avram gets half of the kavana. The Forshim explained even more from that. That the ikar is, the Rambam state that it's v'olachto bedrochov. V'olachto bedrochov. Ma'u chanun, avato chanun, ma'u rachum, avato rachum. V'olachto bedrochov. That's the yesod of the chesed. V'olachto bedrochov. So what do you say is Vahalachta bedrochov? The chefze Vahalachta bedrochov is the kavone. Not the toitzo. Now the pasuk says, Yukach no me'at maim v'rachatzu raglechem v'achar ta'avoyru. So the Abbas, his son, he has a diuk. Everything of Rome was so generous. Three cows, three lashoynes, kemach, lushi, asi ugois. Yukach no me'at maim. A little bit water. Avraham Avinu, generous. So, al derech hapshat, Rashi says that was to clean the Avodah Zarah sheberagleim. Avak sheberagleim was Avodah Zarah. So, you know, when you have so much Avodah Zarah, take a little bit more to clean your feet. Yeah, so, I mean, Avodah Zarah is a clean as that. Oh, yeah? If we make a fuss about cleaning the feet, so the pshat is, he's doing a fuss about the Avodah Zarah. So, more mistaber. But he says another revolt. The Gemara B'Metzia says that everything that Avram did on his own, he got paid on his own. Everything that he did al yedei sholiach, he got paid al yedei sholiach. Yukach no me'at maim he did al yedei sholiach. The Be'er Miriam came with a sholiach. Uhu a sholiach. Ganz klar, so was the Moshe Rabbeinu, we lost from that sholiach. It's not Hashem gave it on his own. Moshe Kielu had to schlep it out of the stone. Slov. But the book of Rots Avram, Hashem gave. As the Gemara says, "Ay, vayemayer vayitel anar laasoy soy." Zok Rashi lechanche b'mitzvahs. This was not a shaliach. This was to take Yishmael into the picture. So vayitel anar laasoy soy. This is before she explained the beginning of the poyalim. It was not a shaliach. He was teaching Yishmael also to do achnas asochim. But Yukach no Me'at Mayim doesn't say that he gave someone specific. He said, we need water. So that he didn't do himself. But he gave Elanah La'asoy Soit, this was the job, is how we do Achnos HaSolchim. Zog to Rabbi Yisoit. Avram was generous. Three cows for three guests, for three Lashonos B'chardl. But what he could not do on his own, and he asked different people to do, Sitkes of the Cheshbon from Yenem Chas V'Shol. Sitkes of the Cheshbon from Yenem is enough. This water is enough. It was enough. How much they need? Later they will need more. He will give them more. To tell Yenem it's time to be generous. Tzedakah of the Cheshbon. It's a famous maaseh for Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. He saw a person in the old days. You know they didn't have water in the taps, so he had to take it from the well. The Derech Agav, I heard this week someone told me Givaldik and maaseh from one of the Gdolim. He said that Olam Hazeh is garnished. Yeah? He bring a marshal. He said, if you go 200 years ago and you will ask someone, what is Olam Haba? What, you know, you want to sit in Olam Haba. Everyone wants to sit in Olam Haba. What do you think will be in Olam Haba? The guy will say, I'll be in a house. If I be hot, I'll press a button, it'll be cold. I'll be cold, I'll press a button, it'll be hot. If I need cold water, I'll open the water, will come out. You have to go to take. I need hot water, it will come out. And my clothes will be dirty, I'll push it in a box, it will come out clean. I need to dry them, I'll put another box. I need to eat, I'll press a button. Today, the poorest person has it. That's a Gehenna to be in such a place. The old days, a rich person had made a chasana. The nicest chasana in Shtot. You know what happened? Every table had a light. It's not dark. Everyone got a white bulke. It's not like you had to have black bread. Everyone got a real whole white bulke. And everyone got a piece of chicken, right? Not everyone got a whole piece. But Lemay said everyone had a piece of chicken. And you know, it was enough water with shefa and drinks, you didn't have to mitzvah some and drinks. It was like the nicest wedding in Shabbat. Today, the Shvachste had a besser chasana. The Teretz is, Olam Haba is garnished. We're living in a bubble, we think, yeah, but no, it's garnished, but Lemay said, if I'll have, I enjoy it. That person that if you will have that, you'll be the happiest person in the world. No, this is not so good, it's nothing. The Tarz is gomish b'etzim. It's b'etzim gomish. You think, I'll have more things, I'll have this room, that house, I'll be the happiest person. It's a gomish. That person will be happy. So, a person doesn't need really Olam Hazeh. It's a mindset. When we call Mekoyim, that person was washing his hands, straight into Tiyas Yadayim, if you mouth him Tiyas Yadayim, it's as good as Ashiris. It was the Shamish that had to bring the water. So Rabbi Yisrael yelled on him, if you wash a lot of water, the Shamash has to go again. Chesed of the Cheshmer from Yenin. Chesed of the Cheshmer from Yenin. Person could be a tzaddik, but not of the Cheshmer from Yenin. So Avraham Avinu was Meiser Nefesh Vachnas Asorchim. Meiser Nefesh Vachnas Asorchim. Shloisha Boko with the ganze Shefa. But when it came that he's not cannot do it on his own, someone else, Yukach no me'at mayim. Person wants to do a chesed, bring someone into his room, Givaldik. Then he asked the roomers to start to organize the room to Mesak. Amor, you want the Mesak in the oil of Chel. Chesed, but not at the Cheshmer from Yedin. I saw this brought down a ma'isif Rabbi Yisrael. It was a Yid that begged Rabbi Yisrael every Shabbos to come to eat by it. He had like a whole matzah of the Gvil from Shtot. Yisrael never wanted to go. One time he couldn't tell Rabbi Yisrael, you know, I know you don't send me the kashas, you don't understand. I have the cookers, the Rebetzin of the old Rav, Choshev Rav, she's my cook. Rabbi Yisrael could eat by me. So Rabbi Yisrael said, oh, the Sedev, such a Choshev, I will come to eat. But it's not that I could run the meal. So that's what I want. You sit on top. So Rabbi Yisrael came, they made Kiddush, two songs of Dvarteye, and he finished the meal. You know, when Bissol came, it was hundreds of people in the Suda. At the end of the Suda, Bissol wanted to go to thank the cook. But he comes over, and they see that the cook wants to come to speak to him. Everyone was nervous. Miss Tamish was coming to tell him, listen, you know, you came here, look, I had to cook for 200 people. She goes over to Rabbi Yisrael, she tells Rabbi Yisrael, Rebbe, please come every Shabbos. She says, why? She's going to understand, every Shabbos I'm here till 12 o'clock. It's my job. I don't see my assignment to say goodnight to them. Shabbos, they wanted to tell me the vote from the Rebbe. I can't. This Shabbos, we finished the meal. 9 o'clock, I'm going home, I will see my kids. Rebbe, come every Shabbos. You're right. What does person want to answer? Sedos, I will take someone else. I'm making a favor to Salmon. You're a tzaddik or you're not a tzaddik? You want to do Ratzon Hashem or not? Why is so negat to this parsha? One time, I think, it's not stam. Avraham Avinu, Chazal are teaching us that one of the simonim of Klal Yisrael is goyim lechasodim. It's not a zaitik emay legbilas chasodim. The umosh of Klal Yisrael, Ashtal, the Rambam says, Zu amido sheyisad Avraham Avinu vehanoge sheyinig lebon of Achro. Achnas asorchim. Achnas asorchim. Chesed. In that chesed, the Pasuk is teaching us. Avram is teaching us. The Pasuk is teaching us. Yukach no me'at mayim. A lot of time a person could be so busy with chesed, he kills the whole world for the chesed that he's busy with. He's collecting for something that's darker, yeah? It makes the whole world meshuga to help the enemy. Very nice. He wants to do this chesed, he wants chesed. He goes to a wedding, he's a guy no one will dance in his wedding. The mamash does a chesed, he danced the whole night, comes back to his room 1 o'clock, and everyone wakes up because he did chesed to Mesamech Bechosan Mekale. Yeah? So what's coming up? He was Mesamech Bechosan Mekale, and his chavrusa was counting the stars in Bishishaya, because he was dancing for the chosan. Yeah? When was chesed with your chavrusa that is waiting for you? Sinishka chesed. Says to him, Nelson Weinfeld, married people, I don't want them to get the story wrong. But for Bochum, for sure the story is right. That when Rabbi Hillel Zaks, the Oshir from Chevron, Kiryat Sefer, was in Lakewood, after 7 years, he started to come to miss Shachris. After 2 weeks, Rabbi Nelson, the Mashgiach, came over to him and told him, 7 years you never miss Shachris. What happened? He said, I was on the way to Yeshiva, Lakewood, and I heard screaming from a house. So I went in, I saw this almana with 7 little kids. She can't manage to diaper them to make the sandwiches for school. I helped till I finished it. So I went to daven in the chmeis, one of the shuls, and I came. So, the day after it, I went to the street. Again I hear screaming in the house. Again this almana, the milk spilled and dust spilled. The other days, no one to take one of the kids is sick, she has to go to the doctor. So I decided, instead of every day, I just go to right away, every morning. Nasa said, listen, you're right, kol hakavod. Just tell me, where's the family, you know, we'll try and Lakewood to take care of her. He said, it's my wife. It's my wife. She's not managing in the morning. Sometimes a person, you tell them, oh, there's a nebachasana. The guy is sitting there, there's no one to dance in his chasana. He tries to find 20 guys to go to the chasana. He had to mevatel hol bismedrash. Yeah? Remember, Rav Shach told us that 5 guys is enough in a chasana. He doesn't let more than 5 guys to go to the chasana. When we're in Panovich, I remember Rav Shach said, out of the city, he didn't let more than 5 guys. And we were planning not to listen. So he didn't let the Tengel buses near Yeshiva. Remember, I was in Panovich, was the first chasana and vad. You know, here, it's not so much chasanas anyways, because most of the guys get married when they're in Lakewood. But in Panovich, the whole shir gets married, yeah, one after each other. I mean, the Israelis, it's a shir. You're going together one age after 5. Shach said, Sakona, I think it was limited to 10 or 12. I don't remember. He said in his chasana he had 5. I don't, it was a limit, 10, 15. I don't remember. It was a very small amount of guys that he let to go. So they ordered a bus. And the bus, instead of going out from Panovich, that's on top of the mountain, we had to go down to Chof Chazanish. 2 hours before the chasana, Rav Shach heard about it. Shach came into yeshiva. It's one of the things that I remember. And he gave a shmuz. And he said, in Yiddish, as the autobus gate are always signed by Nach, so the bus will go out, ich will sein lange dort unter der Tire. I'll be laying in the street under the wheels. The bus will not leave. And Rav Shach went down. He was 90 years old when he said it. I'll be laying on the street. You know, and there's a guy who wants him to come to his chasana. Chesed. Chesed. But, lama zogin it's a chesed. I'm not speaking now, but it's a bit later. Lama zogin it's a chesed. I had 2 friends in my chasana. Lama zogin it's a chesed. This guy that organizes, yeah, his roommates asked him to put the music down lower every day. He forgot that it's a chesed. His roommates asked him not to go to sleep so late. He forgot that it's a chesed. His guys in yeshiva that no one says good morning for them. He forgot that it's a chesed. Yukach no me'at ma'im v'achar. Avraham Avinu, Chazal are teaching us a very big yesod. A yud project of achnas asorchim. This was Avraham Avinu. A house of achnas asorchim, what Chazal are teaching us. Avraham Avinu says, but it's been odom lachaveiro for the people around me. Even that they have to listen to me. And even they're my shluchim. Why do they have to carry extra? I could do extra. Stam der Agav. Chazal say there was 4 doors to Avraham Avinu. But people come from every door they could come in. That's what I remember they told us. I think it's a Chazal. I think in Cheder also they tell you every time. They build these tents from 4 sides. Shaila is, why you need 4 doors? How big was the house of Avraham Avinu? A mile? Let's go around. It's the ganze Meise. 4 sides you could come in. That doesn't make sense. The Talmud says, I don't know if it was really 4 doors. Maybe it was 4 doors. Maybe. As I'll say. The idea was that when someone comes from far, in the middle of the desert, he sees a house. He wonders, it's a welcoming place or not? From every side you came, you saw your welcome. Doesn't mean that he had to walk in from every side. Because it was a sign, the door is on the other side. Welcome, achnas asorchim. When it was 4 sides, what state that givaldik yisrael? One of the milas of a Baal Chesed is not only that he does the Chesed, that the person before approaching him, he knows that will be a Chesed. He knows he has where to go to. This was the vault of Avraham Avinu. It was open from 4 sides. It was not one side that a person would think Efshos in Ishtok and Chesed. Salam Ravolbe says in our days for Bochim, I'm saying the same idea. He says today Kimat Achnos Asochim is not Shaykh. What? First, Bochim have where to eat. Yeshiva. It's better for the Bochim, better for the Ruchnius, that he doesn't go away from Yeshiva Be'etzin. So Yeshiva has, okay, this week the Yeshiva is telling him, Lava Malka, for everyone, Motzei Shabbos, 10 o'clock, have to go all the way, something special. Like, oh, the Yeshiva tells for the Olam what the Olam have to have. Not only that, a person has guests and then the council gets all upset, yeah? but I have where to eat. That's not machlis oirach. If you machlis oirach, if the oirach doesn't eat, well, what are you upset about? So it's very hard today to do a real achlasa salchi. Avolba said, there's one place you could do it and measure yourself, and everyone here will test himself. Everyone thinks that he's a machlis oirach. I'm asking before I start, everyone thinks that he's a machlis oirach. I don't know if I have the house, and I'm not for sure. I'm planning my dream, my house, 5 guest rooms. Everyone has such a plan. Just Hashem will give the money and I will do it. He says, we also have a house with 4 doors and we don't do achnasa salchim. He says, a car also has 4 doors. The guy's going with a car. You go to a wedding, he says, bochim, and they have one extra seat. And there's a guy that asks them for a ride. They make sure to leave before he knows that they're leaving. What's nothing happening in the way? And there's a guy standing on our head. How are you getting somewhere? I don't know yet. You're going with a car, you see the guy, you just look to the other side, he's not... we're talking, we don't want him to be in the car. What do you think Avraham did with Sarah? He also spoke. And she had to move out the room because it was not like she could have sit on the other side of the table. Tznuahi, she didn't sit in the room when it was Achlas HaZorach. So he spoiled his own house. But that's Achlas HaZorach. Not saying that everyone has to spoil his own house. But spoil your own car, don't spoil your own house. Stop, pick him up, tuck down. It's so hard, right? I know myself, it's hard even though I don't drive, yeah? But it's not gishmak, to stop this guy. So it's not gishmak, yeah? You have a couple people that stop every second for everyone. It takes time. Avraham also took time. The answer is, Avraham said, here's achnas asoch. Kozman, it's hard for you, you didn't work on achnas asoch. You're not a bal chesed. Test yourself. He says, don't test yourself where it's easy. He says, not only it's time, he's forget about stopping the car or not. You'll decide yourself what to do it. If you feel you hope not to find someone, you're the opposite from Avraham Avinu that he's looking for someone. No, if a guy will ask, I will take a little bit off of, it'll be a bit space in the car. Says a person could pass all of his life. When you test it before, you're not holding there. So I'm saying, the way to test it is not to start dafka with a car. All of a sudden, it's interesting that Punk also has 4 doors. Mamish reminds him of Avraham Avinu. But the answer is because you're not looking to do chesed to the other person. You do big chesedim. Prajas if chesed you do. Avraham in the big chesed was yukachno me'at ma'im v'achar ta'avoyu. The yukachno me'at ma'im, that little ma'im, that Avraham Avinu was always gicheshu with the other person. This is the chesed. This was the chesed. And Avraham looked. Remember, were you in a car, coming back from a doctor, you're tired, a hard day, and you're looking who I could take with my car to give him a ride. See, Avraham said, you don't understand the chesed. The other guy is standing in the street. He doesn't have a way to get somewhere. It's Eishel. It's cold outside. You're protecting him. It's hot outside. You're giving him. He doesn't have a place to be now. He's in the street. And it's so hard. So, he said another husband, maybe that in the houses that Avraham Avinu was miyasa to bring into the house, so we have it b'shoyrish. This is the reason we don't feel that hardness to do it. But Be'etzem, he says, we're far. If a person wants to get to the Madreges, he has to work on himself. In the beginning of Parshas Toldos, it says, Elo Toldos Yitzchok, Avrom Hoyrizes Yitzchok. So Rashi brings down, Le'achar Shekor HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shmoy Avrom, Hoyrizes Yitzchok. Dovor Acher, Shehoyu Letzonei Ador Oimri, Me'avimelech Nisabu Asoro. Me'avimelech Nisabu Asoro. Ma'ase Soro didn't have kids. Avimelech took Soro inside. And then we have a melech nisabu soro. Ma also HaKadosh Baruch Hu tzar klaster ponov shel Yitzchok doyme le'Avrom. Ve'idu hakol Avrom moyed es Yitzchok. Zehu shekosov gam Yitzchok ben Avrom she'edus. So the letzon ha'adoy rotze im avi melech nisabu soro. Because before that, Ma also HaKadosh Baruch Hu tzar klaster ponim and they look the same. Zeh shtikel le'ore, shtikel le'ore. We learned in the last parsha in Sdoim that Avram told Loit, Lomo, ki ashim, ki anoshim achim anachnu. We brothers, Lomo tiye merevio bein yo bein echo bein roya bein royecho. Ki anoshim achim anachnu. Zogt Rashi in Parshas Lech Lecho, shoho yudoimim. That they look the same. Avram and Loit look the same. Right, this is what Rashi says, Parshas Lech Lecho, and the posuk, Yud Gimel per posuk ches anoshim achim umedrash agodia doimim beklaster ponim. Avram and Lot look the same, and the reason they really look the same because they were mishpacha be'etzer. It's the same Rashi kroivim, but they look the same. Now the problem is, I say, if Lot looks like Avram, now who was Lot's brother? Soro was Lot's brother. Rav bonim doimim le'achayim. So even if Yitzchok looks like Avram, it's not a raya that he was born from Avram. Could be he was born from Soro. Soro with Avimelech. Why he looks like Avram? Because Rav bonim doimim le'achayim. So the kids of Soro have to look like Lot, and Lot looks like Avram. So what helps that the Tzon Ador claim me'Avimelech nisabro Soro? Not from Avram. Hashem said, yeah, but Yitzchak will look like Avram. But if Lot looks like Avram, and Lot is Sora's brother, Roiv Achim Daim Le'achay? Kol Mokoyim, the Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram Avinu to go to the Akedah. Now, one, maybe a couple things, also from the end, if we have time, to go back to the beginning. In the end of the Akedah, as a Yonasan ben Uziel, it's kedai to know. It says the last pasuk, Vayeshav Avram el Nahorov, Vayekumu Vayelchu Yachdov el Be'er Sheva. Vayeshav Avram be'er Sheva. Mamash, the last pasuk of the Akedah. Vayeshav Avram, Vayoshav Avram el Nahorov, Vayekumu Vayelchu Yachdov el Be'er Sheva. Vayeshav Avram be'er Sheva. Zog the Yonasan, Vedavru Malochem Meroimer Yas Yitzchok, והבינו לבי מדרושת דשם רבו ואהב את המון תלוס שנים. Straight after the Akedo, Yitzchak went to learn for 3 years. The Avram went back to Be'er Sheva. שני דה גיוולדי כזך. All of the miles ruchnius, if a person doesn't sit and learn right after it, nothing is left with it. So the pasuk is מדיש, יצחק נוח דה Akedo. נוח דה Akedo. You have to go to learn for 3 years. Teira is the only thing that keeps the ruchnius special. Person does mitzvahs, does tzedakas, does kedusha, but the beis kibul is teira. Yitzchok akedo, kodesh b'toir. So miyad the malachim took him. Now go sit and learn for 3 years. It's the only way Yitzchok. Only way Yitzchok will grow, and the misale is to be the 3 years. But Chazal say about the Akedah that Chazal, Be'etzem, Akedah Yitzchok, is the Mesuus Nefesh of Avraham Avinu and Yitzchok. So one is maybe couple little things. Kamasas hazman. Every one of them is be'etzem big chinuchim. One zach, maybe it's kedait for no for chinuch. Chazal say in Parsha, the beginning of Parsha, when Hashem comes to tell Avram about the story in Sdoim, so the pasuk says, Vayemer Elokim. והשם אומר, מחסני מאברום אשר אני עושה, אברום הוא יאיר לגודל ועוצום ונברחו בכל גוי האורץ. כי ידעתי למען אשר יצא ועזבונו ועזבני ביסו ואחרו ושומו דרך השם. יבי מחנך דוירס, I have to tell אברום. כי ידעתי למען אשר יצא ועזבונו ועזבני ביסו ואחרו. So I have to tell him. So I would think after such a pasuk, that the pasuk said that I know אברום will be the one that will be מחנך עזבונו, that we'll look in the parshas, we will find a poor gute shmuzin from Avram Avinu speaking to Yitzchok, how he be mechanech Hezbonov Achov. Ki yodati asher yetza behezbonov Achov. And unzere teire is no posuk how Avram is discussing things with Yitzchok. I know Avram will be the one that be maimi the doyos. Nothing. No psukim how Avram is mechanech Yitzchok. No psukim how Avram is mechanech Yitzchok. What yes? Al kochach, the answer is the ikar chinuch is not by talking. When the kid sees the father how he's machshiv teire, the kid learns. He sees the father as machshiv davening, the kid feels what his father is machshiv. And what his father is machshiv, this is what he wants to do. He don't need psukim. You have psukim that Avram talks to Avimelech. He talks to Eliezer, to everyone he talks. To Yitzchak, we don't have psukim, he's not talking. There's one pasuk of 8 words that Avram talks to his son. Yitzchok asks him, Tate, where's the seh? V'yem Avram and Aro, shvu lachem poim hachamoyr. V'yem Avram atzeh oylo, V'yem Yitzchok el Avram ovi, V'yem hinei nibni, hinei oeish, v'aitzim, haya aseh lo oylo. ויאמר אברום, אלוהי כי מירו לא יעשה לו אוי לו בני. וילכו שניהם יחדו. זהו. The only פסוק, אברום talks to יצחק. אלוהי כי מירו לא יעשה לו אוי לו בני, וילכו שניהם יחדו. Before she explained, or Sameach explains, Meshechochmeh, Yitzchak was asking that if I'm Monefshach, it's a din bikur, even if you want to do a keves, we have to take him with us, because we have to check him for 4 days. The only pasuk that we have that Avram is talking to Yitzchak, and in that pasuk, look what happens. Vayomer hinei nibni. 3 words. Vayomer Avram, Eloi ki mira lo yaseh lo oy lo bni. Another 5 words. 8 words. It's the most elikah words. You're going to the akedah. Yemer amestem, not meramestem. Akedah. Yitzchak. Avram, twice, Bni. A big Yisrael, remembered for years. Ikar chinuch is the way you behave. You can't fool your kids. They know if you daven. They know if you learn. You have to do it. They see the Suda Shabbos. But when you talk to them, even on the most hecher zachen, 8 words, 2 of them is Bni. Bni, Avram Avinu, Godel Agdoilim, Yitzchok, the way of the Akedah, the Sarfe Kodesh, to remember to show love to your kids. Vayim Hineni Bni, Hineni. Vayim Elokim Yirah Yaset. Where's the sheep? Hakadosh Baruch Hu will help. Daiganish, Bni, Bni. So I said, if the pasuk will be generous and give us hundreds of words, Avram and Yitzchok, say it. If the pasuk will give a lot of words, say them. So machnish dois. The pasuk is mitzamtzim. Avram and Yitzchak, we have a tzimtzum. We don't have so much words. But in these 8 words, twice, bni. A father with a son could be the highest madrega. And I'm saying, it's kedai to know it now, not then. And the highest madrega, person is taking down his son to his chasana. Person is with a bris with his son. So he's doing a simcha. Person thinks, now is the time, you know. Yeah. Bni. 8 words. I explain. Mistama Avada was much more words. I want to stop to explain pshat. The pasuk is giving the words that is important for us to know. Fakat. And the sikh of Avraham and Yitzchak is no harchove. Mash is a loyer because the ikr is the anogas. But once the Torah wants to express the conversation, it's one of them. Others the only words that he spoke. Others the tamtis. It's a big shaila how the words of the Torah mean. These are the only words that were said there. But saif is the only words. Saif is the tamtis. The tamtis is Avraham showed you my son. I love you. B'shas de'akeide koyish kadoshim bni. I'll finish with a vitz, say from the Satmar Rebbe. This is what they say. Again, I don't know if it's true or not. I just say what they say. That the Satmar Rebbe once was with Reb Lezer Plushinsky in a boat. And the boat was taking ages. So Reb Lezer Plushinsky, Reb Lezer Plushinsky was a Goyen Oilam, Goyen Anokim. Reb Lezer Silva. So Goyen Oilam. סייר בלזה סילבר רוצה אלמור לחוב בבלי דו ירושלמי דו רמב״ם דו שולחנו אורך דו מה חזק ומתשתיקו. אז היה, this is אלמור בגזוק, this is a בלזה סילבר. אז היה מגזוק. So, the Satmar was going to בלזה סילבר, and בלזה סילבר told the Satmar רבא, do we start רבא, we're in the boat for a week. Where is the קפיצה סדרך? Where is the קפיצה סדרך? Do we start רבא? למה זה קפיצה סדרך? So he told him I have a caution. Avraham Avinu is going 3 days to the Akedah. Avraham Avinu, he can't have a Kfitzah Sadech. Yankiv has a Kfitzah Sadech. Avraham and Yitzchak, Kfitzah Sadech. So first, the truth is, Rashi tells on it. And Rashi says that Hashem specially made 3 days that Avraham will have a time to change his mind. This time, it's a pshat in the first Rashi in the Parsha. Vayiru lo Hashem beloini mamri. Rashi says, Shenosan lo yitzah ala milo. So everyone asks a shaila. Avraham Avinu went to ask a eitzah from a guy. Some of Farshim say that Mamre told him not to do it. So why he went to ask Mamre? There's a lot of pilpulim, yeah? Shabbos, Yom, the Pesach, Doiche, different shailas. The Welt says, I think one of the Farshim brings down, he didn't want that people will say the old man got up in the middle of the night, he had a dream, someone told him to cut himself, and he cut himself. Be a big chul Hashem. He went and told everyone, Hashem told me to do it. It's painful, it's dangerous to do it, not to do it. Doesn't mean what they said. I decided to do it. That will not be taught that the mila that was a bris, bein el ben Hashem, was not only stam kiyum mitzvah, was a chefzer of bris. He wanted that the world will know, that was the musik of Rome, had to bring emunah to the world. It's done by Yishuv Adas. So Rashi brings down the medrash, the zel bezach in the 3 days, that if we'll be a kvitz aderech, we'll say he woke up in the morning, what did we shechten? It's like, you know, like I said before, someone tell you, jump off the roof, everyone won't jump off the roof. Yeah? But to learn 3 days and say that he can't do. The Hamshocha es Hazman, so Rashi says, the Keshbocha gave him 3 days. 3 days. Yitzchak to think, and he knows a lot of kashas, ki be Yitzchak yikol hachazera, we didn't speak about all different zachen. 3 days to have sfeikas. Hashem schlepped it. Vayi bayoyim ha-shlishi, Omi. But this is the MS of Pshat al Pshutish in Mikro. But the Satmar Rebbe gifrek Reb Lezer Silver. Favos nish given a kitzadar. So I'll tell you who was there. Avraham, Yitzchok, and who else? Eliezer, right? Eliezer and Ishmael. Then he told him to wait, and he went. As he given a laser ke, mikenish machno kitzadar. This was the answer of Satmar. Good chance.